Hey, good morning. It is October the 6th, Friday wrap up. Hey, let's go about the week's episodes and let's get to it. On Monday, in honor of October being National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, we put up the link and talked about it a little bit. Got a bulleted list there in the show notes. If you're watching this on YouTube, please give us a subscription. It matters to somebody someplace. And you'll be able to see these links. The other way you can do it is go to blog.guyrcookonlineservices.com and click on today's date, October 6th, and then it'll have it all spelled out there, written down in the blog. It's powered by WordPress. It ought to work. Tuesday, the Guy R. Cook Report has SEO tips, and we talked about how to track your local SEO and SEM, search engine marketing. And looking at a blog post from Moz by Nick Pierno, and he basically said in summary, if you're not spending money or energy on SEO, AdWords, Facebook, or any other kind of digital traffic stream, and you're not measuring how many leads you get from each of those sources, stop what you're doing right now and make setting up a solid tracking plan your next ladder rung to climb. The next thing to do, the next priority, is get that tracking. Okay? Wednesday, what's on your mind? We talked more about the National Cybersecurity Awareness Month and some of the things you can do and relate to that. On Thursday, the Guyer Cook Report B2B Thursday, start from project planning and end up with release and review. So the System Development Lifecycle, SDLC, also referred to as the Application Development Lifecycle. It's a term we use in system engineering, information systems, and software engineering to describe a process of planning, creating, testing, and deploying an information system. Or your project is an information system, okay? So take a look at that. We spell out how to get that going. There's a link there to be a patron on Podbean. We sure hope you could do that. We thank all of our patrons every episode, because without their support, hey, we wouldn't do this. The Guyer Cook Report questions, fill out 5 of those, and you get 27 to pick from, and you pick 5 to increase your transparency, you know, because people buy from people they know, and so if they don't know that much about you, they might be a little hesitant. This is kind of a self-referral system to say, hey, I do this and that and the other thing. Maybe you do too. So give that a look. The planning session guide, we touched on that Thursday when we talked about the system development. And there's more in that link there. Thanks for being here today. We sure enjoy you being a part of the Guyer Cook Report. And hopefully that you'll get some sort of a pearl out of this oyster. Thanks to Fraser Ramsey, who's back now from vacation in Cyprus. Thanks to Eileen Smith from BasicBlogTips.com is one of her sites. She told us about Screencast-O-Matic, which we record with. Visit the group, Facebook.com, WAC Groups, WAC, that big number. Or you can search for them just with friends just chatting. And that'd be easier. Thanks to YouTube for giving us a presence there. And all the other thank yous and shout outs we've got in the show notes, which conclude down at the bottom, right below where you can join the channel and Fire Talk so you can be in this live. There's a link there that says, thanks for listening to the 2017 October 6th Guyer Cook Report Friday Wrap-Up. In conclusion, it's a wrap.